Yep, we got you now.
Zaid, sorry about that. Hey, go ahead. Tell me about today's game and your two goals again. I mean, another two-goal game for you, for crying out loud.
Yeah. It definitely feels good. The boys are rolling now. We feel good. We had a good week of practice, came into this game looking forward to it, and now we're looking forward to get Wednesday started and then the weekend after that.
Tell me about that. The first goal, that was the rebound there, and Fitzgerald was kind of setting up O'Reilly. That was a nice push there by Ryan Fitzgerald that ultimately ended up with you knocking it in.
Oh, yeah. It squeezed through his five hole and then saw it trickling in, got her home. Another grinder goal, but can't complain about that. They don't ask how, they ask how many, right?
the power play goal wasn't exactly a grinder goal, though. That was, you know, kind of a one-timer, but kind of a half one-timer. I mean, you had to pull that trigger pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Gordo's been taking me aside in practice, and we've been working on that all week and came in clutch today.
Great. Thanks very much. Hi, Zaid. Congratulations on your win tonight. Can you describe for us a bit? You know, you've had such a tremendous start to your AHL career here, but it's your first night playing at home in the PPL Center. So, what was it like getting to play on home ice for the first time tonight?
Oh, it was definitely an experience. It sucks that we can't fill up the building, because I know home openers would definitely be a lot more electric. I've heard a lot of good stories about the fans here, but the few that we had were good, and boys came out to impress tonight.
Who's been really key in kind of taking you under their wing and playing a good mentorship role and really helping you along and learn the ropes here, being such a young player playing in the AHL?
There's a lot of guys. All the boys have been a great support system, but like two key guys I would say would be Garrett Wilson and Cal O'Reilly. Those guys, obviously the two leaders up in the forward side, and nothing but help. Great mentors, and thanks boys.
Excellent, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Patrick Williams.
Zaid, what are your early takeaways and impressions of this level of hockey? Having played here for at least a few games.
Definitely a lot of bigger boys here. Way more defensive than I would have thought. But after like I was saying, after a few weeks of practices and getting into it with a great support system and a great group of guys, it's easy to adapt. It's been nothing but fun.
And what do you think has made your line, especially tonight, click and really come together?
I think we just clicked. I wouldn't say it was anything special. I think the boys just found their way and we're clicking. So don't fix what's not broke, right?
And last thing, early impressions. What do you think you need to really key in on to kind of make that next step in the next couple of years, if not sooner, to the NHL?
I would say definitely getting a bit faster and a bit bigger, because it is harder hockey, bigger hockey here. So I can only imagine what it'll be like at the next level.
Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. Joe Borick, if you wouldn't mind popping on video and ask your questions.
Yes. Hi, Zaid. You have been hot as a firecracker to start the season. People already hinted at it, but I was just wondering what makes your confidence beaming so much coming up from the Kitchener Rangers to the AHL immediately, actually early on because of the COVID season. What makes you beaming with confidence so much?
I feel like I had a great summer and worked really hard, and I was kind of already mentally prepared to come up. I was kind of expecting it with obviously OHL not starting and talking to Philly over the summer. But I would say the main thing is just the teammates and the support system I have around me. Honestly couldn't say enough good things about them. Nothing but support and help.
My second question is, how great is it to get a shutout in the home opener? Lehigh's always been good in home openers since coming here. I think that makes the record 5-2 now. what would you grade the guy's performance tonight? I'm sure it'd be very good, right? Getting the shutout. And how do you grade Mac's performance, Zane McIntyre's performance, getting the shutout tonight?
Macker always comes to play. Never any doubts in him. That's what pushes the win. Having confidence in your goalie is one of the main things that brings confidence up to the players. So him being a brick wall back there definitely helps out a lot.
Thanks, Zane.